everybody, and welcome once again to our Sunrise Project call, our support group this Sunday, our community, where it's always a wonderful, safe space filled with love and compassion and our mutual desire to heal ourselves and our families. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I hold my chest this morning because I wear that around my heart every day. I am so grateful and honored and blessed to have back with us this morning Tracy Berry McGee. She is phenomenal. She's been with us two times before, actually. And she is back with us today to share. And I can't wait to have this conversation. Let me tell you a little bit for anybody that's new who she is the founder of the Sister Keeper Empowerment Center. A 501c3 and the I Define Me movement, which was established in 2002, which is a local, national, and global organization where she really focuses all on empowering girls and women. She's a social emotional learning expert, entrepreneur, licensed therapist, author, mentor, and international motivational speaker, as well as the producer, host, and creator of a wellness talk show called Own Your Now. Tracy is known for her love principles, which are listen, observe, validate, and empower. We talked about that in one of our last conversations, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that today as well. Tracy is a St. Louis, Missouri native, a graduate of the University of Missouri, and she travels the country speaking about mental health awareness, restorative justice for girls of color, relational aggression, social emotional learning, and how to make a difference in your community. She's an NAACP Community Hero, 46th Image Award winner, has received numerous accolades for her contributions, a member of the American Counseling Association, the Alliance of Black Mental Health Professionals, a PBS 9 network partner, and a member of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Yes, we are sorors. St. Louis Metropolitan Alumni Chapter. She also serves as a nonviolence ambassador for the King Center. Tracy, you do it all. You do so many amazing things. Welcome back. Thank you for being here this morning with
Thank
us.
you. Thank you for having me.
We're
Gosh.
happy to have you. You sound, I love reading that. It just makes me smile every time. And I love your smile. Love you being here. And what we're talking about today is what's in your cup. How do we take care of you, take care of ourselves while loving everybody else around us. And we all give to our children, we give to our jobs, we give to the community, we give to our partners. We do so much for so many people, but sometimes it leaves us feeling really depleted. I was sharing with you this morning, we were talking about caregiving, and I'm feeling really exhausted this morning, caregiving for my mom and other things in life that are life is lifing for all of us. So we're going to talk about that and what we can do to refill our cups. And so let's start with first talking about your love principles and what happens when our cups are empty.
I just want to take a deep breath for all of us,
Yes.
especially for you. Earlier on the call, before we came on, you spoke about being grateful, and even in the midst of being exhausted, because as women, we wear so many hats. I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, I am an entrepreneur. I empower girls and women. So my cup has to be full. And I always say that if I wasn't an empowerista, is what I call myself, I would probably be a barista because I love coffee. Like we filling up our
We
cups like
just ran to make more coffee, literally, right before this call, which is why we were a little bit late starting.
Yes. And but it starts with loving yourself. It starts with loving yourself. And I have all these cups because y'all know I love words. And the first thing that I had to put out here is and doing what you love. Like, because when you do what you love, your cup tends to still run low, but you also need to figure out how to fill it up. And so with the love principles, it's really simple. It's an acronym. It's the first thing is listen. Like, we got to listen to ourselves in all the things that we're doing. How are we literally listening to ourselves? It's not just a state of mind, but it's a state of being. And so, how do you listen to yourself? Not only are you listening to yourself, the nonverbals that speak so loud, the people around us. It's sometimes not what people say, it's what people don't say.
That's right.
And
That's right. And
so
it's
it's.
getting quiet to listen to ourselves and to
Oh,
listen to God, right? Because
yes.
sometimes if we listen quietly and listen to God, the answers come.
You know what? Of course, for some of you who don't know, my sister and I we lost our parents, lost both of my parents during the pandemic. And as a therapist, I had to shut down. And I wasn't able to travel, do all the things. And it caused you to sit down and stay in the moment and listen. Okay. And oftentimes we don't do that. We go, 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 go. We run from grief. We run from relationships. We run away from things instead of
That's
sitting with
right.
ourselves and deciding what it is we're going to do. And look, so we wake up, we wake, pray, and slay, right? These are not my cups, y'all. I just love cups. So I grabbed them because I went in my office
Love
and I got all
it.
these cups because these are the things that we have to feed ourselves. And so the O is observe. And we talked about that, observing the people that we're around. Are you a keeper? Being intentional about the people that are being in your life, the people that show up for you, and then the people and things that you may not have the capacity to do anymore. I keep saying it's not about saying no, it's about I don't have the capacity. Right? And so if there's someone that taps in, every morning I do this affirmation, and the other day I did one, and it got the most hits because it talked about asking for help. Let me send you some coffee so you ain't got to make it because you got to go and take care of mom. Let me find out what it is that you need. Let me send you some flowers because you giving flowers to her. Let me, as sisters, fill up each other's cup and not just like just give you random stuff, but know what you like. Know your love language. And then the V is validation. We have this external factor here where everybody's on social media, everybody's comparing themselves to the latest highlight reel. Ain't nobody being real, and so, look, are you loving yourself? Are you loving yourself? What does that look like? So validate. I affirm myself every single morning. I have a routine where I'm waking up, filling up my cup, okay? Before I pick up the phone, I'm gonna do all those things. And the E is empower. I, power is an I thing. Empower is a we thing. We empowering each other. That's why I'm on this call in the mornings. Every call, every I have one, Soul Wealth has one, like all these different, I'm checking in. I'm making sure I'm checking the dots. Inner fitness, because we need each other.
We do. And our community is so important, showing up for and being a part of community where we are all dealing with the same things, different specific challenges, but all similar challenges. It could be a relationship challenge, a children challenge, a caregiving challenge for a parent or a loved one. There's so many things that we do. So I love those love principles. Listen, observe, validate, but validate ourselves and others, and then empower.
I started, like, I get up at, shoot, you get up early too. I try. I get up at 4:45. I started getting up probably because of menopause, because that is real. And I was like, okay, let me work out. And I would get in my car freezing or hot or whatever it looks like, whatever I'm going through at the moment. And I would finish up, and I was saying, sis, you got this. And everybody's like, you out here saying, sis, you got this every single day to all of us. I'm like, no, this was for me first.
That's right.
Sis, you got this. So every time that you do something,
It's for us
you're filling up your
first.
cup
That's
first.
right. But that, I love that. And I was just talking to somebody yesterday about sunrise. They were asking me about why it started. I said, because I needed a place to be. honest and cry and be humble, vulnerable. And it's really for me and other people, but I get so much every week for me, reminders and validation and support and love and strength from everybody that comes on and the guests like yourself who come as a volunteer to share your incredible time and wisdom. So I love that. It's about doing it for ourselves first, and then it spills out into the universe for others.
Look at that. It spills out. Look, it spills out. It spills out. And the cool thing about it is when I say what's in your cup, it was a metaphor. Me and my mom would get up in the morning and drink coffee. My mom was 15 when she had me, and she would have to get ready for work, and I would have to fix her coffee. And she would tell me I couldn't drink coffee. Like, you can't drink coffee until you grown, right? And I was like, what? I'm fixing her coffee. And then when she was, I was what they call a latchkey kid, you know. And my sisters, like my youngest sister, I think we are, gosh, so we are many, many, many years apart. And so literally, I remember when she came to me and like my dad, we'd be going back and forth because Stacy was with my dad at the time. And so we're 20 years apart, right? And I'm trying to, you got to be a representative. Like, you a sister. But my mom would tell me I couldn't drink coffee until I was grown. So when I got a chance to drink coffee, I said I was going to drink my coffee, what? Black, no sugar, no cream. But when she passed away, it was a metaphor for me to fill up my cup with strong affirmations. My mom passed away fixing her last cup of coffee, struggling to breathe. And so these are the things that we need to take heed to. Because if you don't breathe, you don't live.
I love that. Breathing and pausing. Let's talk about that. The importance of just, you opened this morning by saying, let's take a breath and let's pause for a minute. Can we talk about the importance of that?
In the programs that we have with the I Define Me movement, we offer meditation. And so when I talk about, again, filling up your cup, we always say there's a saying that you're sipping off the saucer, right? Sipping off the saucer of life. But how are you can't pour from an empty cup. We know all these analogies, but when it comes to meditation and taking time for yourself, you got to integrate that into your life because my work is life work. And so I'm probably never ever going to stop working. So I got to include my work-life balance into my life work. So I started doing meditation with the girls. And literally, you create your own playlist. They like to use Jhené Aiko, or like, there's a lot of
Love
cool
her.
people out there. You don't have to use Deepak, but literally, I would get my playlist. I love Beautiful Course. I put it on when I get in the bathroom. If I'm gonna meditate before I go to bed or when I wake up, if I meditate before I go to bed, y'all, I put my candles on and I cut the light off and I get in the shower because guess what? I know my body parts. I don't need the lights on because I am putting myself to sleep. And then in the
Oh, love
mornings,
that.
I'm gonna play my music and I'm gonna wake myself up, but I'm listening to it. And then I say my affirmations to myself, which is our pledge, our girl pledge. And then I listen to God and I allow Him to pour into me. And when I tell you it's something about the water, you know about the water. Vicky knows, we all know about the water. We are water and it just flows. And then I get out, grab my journal, take my notes, and then I start my day before I get with anybody else. And taking that time to sit with myself. My husband knows it. My kids know. Everybody knows. I am not going to answer my phone. I'm not going to look at it because those external factors do not define me in that moment.
That moment. And you know what's so deep? I was talking to Tina, doing some inner fitness things, and just did a 30-day program with her. It's like, 20 minutes a day. And it was an opening 1 minute breathing exercise. 1 minute. And after it was done, we were having a conversation, and she said, I need to ask you a question. She said, when we were doing the 1 minute breathing exercise, I asked people to close their eyes and, et cetera. How many times did you do it out of the past 30 days? And I I do tell the truth. I said zero. And she said, I knew it. And she said, 1 minute, Kelly. I asked for 1 minute for you to breathe. 1 minute,
For
1 minute.
yourself.
And she said, you deserve 1 minute for yourself. So she said, I encourage you. For some of us, where our minds scattered, we're constantly got 1,000 things going on. I encourage you to start with 1 minute, because for some of us, we don't necessarily take that time like you do, which I think is beautiful, but we can start with 1 minute.
Practicing what you preach, being consistent in that thing and
That's right.
having that discipline
That's right.
is I work with people. I don't work with a product. I mean, I have products, but I work with people.
That's
People
right.
can change lives. And the people we
Yes.
interact with today, we don't know if they're going to be here tomorrow.
That's
And
right.
so to take time for yourself and plan out the things that you're going to do today, this week, this
Yes.
month, this quarter, and see what that qualitative data looks like. That's probably why people go online and be like, y'all, look, life is lifing. I'll
Life
be
is
right back.
life.
You know,
That's
that kind
right.
of thing. And so for me, because I'm so busy, if I get a cancellation, because there are people that I only see once a month, there are people I may doing therapy weekly, but if they cancel, I don't count my money before it gets here, number one. But number two,
Yes.
an hour free is an hour for me. That's
That's
my
right.
sign that God's saying, Tracy, go sit your tail down and sit in my chair. I got this chair, y'all. I don't know if you see this chair. Baby, I get in my chair, burn my incense, my candles, get my cup of coffee, tea, wine, tequila, whatever it is,
Yes.
and just sit.
And it comes the yes, it takes that time. I love what you said. Sometimes you get a cancellation and then you say, God said, okay, that's my time. Whereas a lot of times we fill up that time. Many of us will fill up the time with other to-dos. And it's hard to sit still
Don't
and
do
really
it.
be present to ourselves. I love that. Everything you're saying is speaking volumes. And I want to shift and ask and talk about our young people. And before we started, we were talking about your son and one of my sons. And, everybody here has dealt with something, a
I got you.
challenge with our young people. Could be teens, could be younger people, could be young adults. And we know that young adulthood brings a unique set of challenges. And many of us are now learning how to change ourselves to change the relationship. But how can we, you talked about your love principles earlier, how can we apply as parents those love principles to our young adult children or our teenagers that sometimes might be withdrawing or pulling away or not wanting to talk to us? How can we apply those love principles to our young adults?
I'm looking at your screen and I see the sunrise and the heart in the middle. That's so cute. I love that. People always say, I can't wait till my kids get out the house. Some kids won't ever get out the house. And
That's
then
right.
the thing about it is, more about them when they're in your house. It's when they're not. And
Right.
we try to teach them the foundational things and we read the books about Let Them and all of that. But when that's some baby, that's your baby that you love. When you say, look at my baby walking through the door and it's a grown man, you're like, that's
Right.
not a baby, that's a grown man. And
Right.
I was talking about, I've taught my son the faith walk, what it looks like. And I tell my girls, I have two girls and a son. I'm 34, 30, and my son is now 27. And I tell them when I heard, God told me, I've been working for myself for over 30 years now. When God tells you to walk, run like the wind for you're guaranteed to fly. When my son decides he wants to drive to go live in Charlotte, take the faith walk. Because mom, this is what you taught me
Yes.
to do. And I'm like, fear came over me because he's away. And this isn't his first time. He's been to college and done all those things. And he didn't always do everything the right way. So I know that his amygdala ain't fully developed, and I don't know if it ever will be because we make mistakes as women, right? Baby, he went out there on faith. He had a job that he had to take a test, in all transparency, he did not pass. Now, he is very focused, very disciplined. He has all the things. He likes the luxury things, the nice apartment, the nice car, the things. And he is out there grinding because I had to step back. Let me tell y'all, when he was here, and I'm in St. Louis, he had the nice apartment, and I, first time, with all the kids, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna make sure you got the couch, the chair, the this. Kelly, when he left, guess what? He left all of that stuff for just people to sell it and whatnot because he ain't buy it. But I loved him, and I let him this
I
time
love
buy
that.
his own couch, buy his own, and then by Thanksgiving, he'd been there for 6 months. We walked into his nice apartment with the nice view. He had no bed. He was, baby, he ain't had no kitchen table. You know what? I bought him one of them new TV stands that you can eat on. And it, but he appreciates it more.
That's
Now,
right.
do I still like, I was like feeding his account a little bit if I saw it go down. Now I let him figure those things out. And I love on him though. I look, affirmation
Love
cards,
that.
I'm pulling them out. I send him affirmations every day. I'm affirming him, you got this.
So you do that every day? You send him
Every
an
day.
affirmation, little text.
I do, because I have affirmation cards. So I'll pull one out every day. Like this one says, I am a phenomenal woman. This one says, I will spend dedicated time pouring into my cup. Yes, I do. I send him that. I send him the one that I do for women. And we have a tagline in our house. My last name is McGee, and our tagline is McGee's Make It Happen. I encourage everybody to get a tagline with your last name. Just come up with one. Have the
Love
family come up
that.
with one. Put it in ChatGPT, whatever you need to do. So when he's struggling, and there are times he is because he's not where he wants to be right now, but he's in the journey. Not only that, I'll send him little reels because he'll be sending me these reels. I'm like, Mama, you need to listen to this. So I'll send him one. You need to listen to this sometime
I
today.
love it.
He will tell me sometimes, Mom, I think it was when Dr. Umar, he was like, he don't speak my language, Mama. I can't hear him. So I'll find something else. Or I'll find a song. I don't care. It may be Cleo. I sent him something by this new guy named Lotus, Red Lotus. Baby, he sent me something back by Cleo Soul. What about this? You love hip hop. So sending those messages, going back to listen to the lyrics.
I love that. And you're right though, because it's so deep. So what you said just now, that I heard you say, just to because I love everything you just said, but you love up on your son with affirmation. So the love acronym, loving, we're talking about loving ourselves, but with our children, sending them a little note of love and encouragement and empowerment. Your E was for love was empower. You're empowering him to live his life instead of enabling, because we often enable and
Right.
give them everything. That's
Right.
what I know I've done.
Or
When you give them everything, they
we
don't
give them what,
appreciate it.
because it's what we didn't have. All we're doing is trying to give what we didn't have. Let me tell you, I remember growing up and I realized I was feeding my kids before me. They was asking for seconds. I said, no, we about to sit down and do some family
That's
style
right.
dining because y'all don't know none about family style dining. My kids did. We ate late, no lie, but we still sat at the table to eat. Each
See,
person
that's
said
so
great.
special. We didn't do that except for Thanksgiving and Christmas
They
ever.
didn't know how to clean my kids because I did. I was like, my mama had me iron her clothes for work. Okay. She had me, I was cleaning out the tub. I was doing all the things. So
That's
here I
right.
am. They don't even know how to put their hands in the toilet or clean the sides of a wall or use
Right. The
Comet.
baseboards
I'm
underneath the
like, give me your
chairs.
hand. You need to learn how to do it. Let me get these
Exactly.
M&Ms and show you how to sort clothes. And so not only am I doing it with them, I'm doing it with my grandkids.
That's awesome.
Because I used to go in the house, I used to go clean my girls' rooms up. I said, oh, hell no, I'm not cleaning up y'all room.
Or if you might have a cleaning person come and they never learn how to do the basics, because it's like learned helplessness. And a
But
lot of us
the
have
cleaning
done that.
person, if you have the benefit of a cleaning person, that's your overflow. They just cleaning up stuff that you already. I
Right.
remember one time I did have
Right.
somebody, but guess what? I cleaned before they got there.
That's what a lot of us do, which is so crazy and insane on a lot of levels. It's really crazy. So, yeah, I love it. I love that you are allowing your son, you said you allow, even with the fear, he got up and drove across the country because he was in
Did.
St. Louis, right? So
He
he
did.
drove to Charlotte
He
and
did.
started a job and is grinding, and you're
Look, Kelly,
pouring
I was
into
like,
him.
tell me the plan. I'm going to tell you the other thing. I was like, tell me the plan. Well, what hotel are you going to stay in? He's like, I'm going to stop in Tennessee, blah, blah, blah. And I knew he was limited with his budget. I got points because I traveled a lot. So I found ones along the way. And then I said, share your location so I know where you start and stop. I can't tell if he's speeding, but he's gonna do that anyway. Go the way that you don't have to go through the mountains. We just become a consultant. Now, whether you
Become a
take that in.
consultant. Yes, become a consultant. Someone said here once, we have to learn to be like a coach, a guide from the side. The head coach is on the sidelines, versus being, what did they say, a sage from the stage. And that is such a deep thing. You said become a consultant,
Can't
a
be a
consultant.
helicopter parent. And but the other thing I do is I don't answer my phone. And as a therapist, because everybody
Why? Why don't you answer your
my number
phone?
hasn't changed for in like 20 something years. So I mean I do at a certain point, but what I typically do is, you remember that talk show that said it wasn't a talk show, it was like a game show, and they're like, you got three lifelines, who you gonna
Oh,
call?
yeah.
My kids all know that. They're like, don't call mama because she might not answer. Because you all know when I'm in here, I'm in the chat. I'm a word
Right.
person. I love to
Yes, you
communicate.
are a word person.
But I tell them, give me your plan. Leave me a
Right.
message. I'm going to listen to it so I can process. How can I best serve you? So I can be in the moment. And I need to hear them come to me with plan A, B, and C. Then I can figure out which one I'm capable of doing and which one I don't have the capacity to do. And then they have other people. Because that's the key, like other mentors in their life. This is the village. If I'm not here, call your dad or call your grandma, like somebody, but I'm still checking my phone. But I
Right.
may not be able to answer in the moment because I need them to learn how to process. I'm not going to be here forever. No, do I,
That is a great conversation to have with our young people too, because I think when it's framed that way, like I'm not going to be here forever, so I want you to be able to take care of yourself, when I'm not here, because I'm not always going to be that lifeline, that call, or that, hey mom, can you send me $200 or $50 or whatever. That
Woo,
is important
baby.
to say it that way, I think, right?
Listen, Linda. Listen. I remember the first when he got to Charlotte, he was like, Mom, do you know they put boots on your car? They put a boot on my car. I was like, wow, how much is that? It's $200. I was like, oh wow, how you gonna work that out? Oh man, I don't know. I'm like, Well, what's the
Yeah,
plan? I'm just
right.
processing things with them. You got to figure this thing out. Get one of your friends. Y'all better go Uber so you get the money, or DoorDash, or do something. Get some
Right.
digital products. But the car is gonna sit, cause dude, I guess. So you know what he did? He learned how to use that transit, that little thing, so he could get
That's
back and forth to
awesome.
work till he got that money for that boot.
And you're talking to him as, a coach and a consultant versus saying, here, let me sell you the money.
Like a friend, you're
That's
like, man, that's rough.
exactly. I love it. I want to make sure we open up the line for people who are here today because you are such an incredible wealth of knowledge and wisdom and support with so many communities. But if anybody's having a challenge or struggle or want to share or ask a question, because Tracy is just all that on every level and
Thank
has helped
you.
so many people. So if you want to ask a question, feel free to come off of mute or hit star six if you're on your phone listening in, and we'll see if
Yes.
anybody wants to ask anything. And if not, I'll keep asking questions.
Write it in the chat, whatever
Yeah,
you want.
write it in the
And let
chat,
me tell
whatever it
you,
is.
talking about figuring out, I'm gonna tell you what's difficult. One of the things I talk about is owning your now. And
Yes.
I'm in this transition, right? So I work with girls, but I love working with women and I'm all about wellness. And so now I'm doing wellness weekends. And I'm planning stuff. And you know, they say plan it and the people will come. I don't know if they will come or not, but guess what? I'm gonna be there. Because I got a template that works.
You do. And it's so funny. We were talking this morning before the call about our sunrise weekend. We did about a year ago, which is where we met you and your sister, Stacy, and all divine, all divine. And so I feel I'm the same doing sunrise weekends this year, because I'm moving to Florida officially. And I'm saying it out loud more and more to wrap my mind around it. But I'm moving to Florida and I'm going to be there in the sunshine. And so people can come for a little sunrise weekend getaway. And that would be, and to your point, I'll be there. If 10 people come, or 2 people, or 100 people,
Look,
that is,
and
I love what you just
I'm doing
said.
them quarterly. I'm doing one just coming up in
Awesome.
March.
Share where that's going to
I'll be in
be.
Savannah.
Okay.
And there's a and you can like I got the whole house thing, so you can choose what type of
Awesome.
room, but you can go on my website. It's theempowernista.com,
Okay, I'm going to put
www
in the
dot
link.
gap, or I'll put the chat www.theempowernista.com, and
Yes, you're putting in the chat, Tracy.
I
You put
will.
in the link, or I can do it for you. Either way, you're
I'll
doing
do
it.
it. And then
Okay. So once a
also,
quarter, you're doing these. Is there a cap on the number of people that can attend?
So my thing is, I don't, because I you can't do a whole lot of women, you know, that could get. So we have, according to how many rooms, once the rooms book up, and so we have like this one, I think is maybe 6 to 10, 6 to 10,
Awesome.
you know, and then somebody might have a friend that they want to gift it to, and I decided to do it
I love it.
every quarter. I've got to do it.
Yes, I love that. And you do so much with girls, but we're not going to digress, because we now are working together on some projects and it's really exciting. So I'm thrilled to just have you in my orbit. I love it on
Let me
every
tell you
level.
this. Let me tell you this, though. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for trusting me with your baby. Because women, the older you get, you got friends that you keep and you got friends that you might need to let go. And we often say, I ain't got time for no new friends. Because our girlfriends can hurt you like a man in a relationship. But the fact that you trust me,
Absolutely.
you trust me, that was huge. And I thank you for that.
Oh, you're
I
so
thank you because it
welcome.
allowed me to continue to do the things that I love to do. And that's why when you speak things out. And the other thing is, I remember the first time we met and you talked about your condo in Florida and walking the dog and doing the things, you know, that you had to do to take care of your mama to step away. And I had, you know, we had just lost mine. I was like, I'm gonna go find my water. And that's what I end up
Yes.
doing, going to Savannah. And I'm like, yes,
And Savannah's your water. I
it's my
love
happy
that.
place. It's my
Me
water
too.
and
Florida for
sand.
me. I need the water. And I've been in Cleveland this week with my mom and her surgery and all the things. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to Florida tomorrow, because I have to. I need a minute
And our
to
wellness
refuel.
weekends, we create a wellness plan. You know, you can walk silently. It's
I
sometimes you just
love
need
it.
somebody to say, oh, they're gonna be there. I'm gonna pick you up from the airport. We
Yes.
got this. It ain't no heavy. You ain't gotta look, put two things in a bag, because
Yes.
carry-ons is all you need.
I
I don't
love
care if you have
that.
the
I
same
love
thing
that.
over and over again.
Yes. It makes me smile because I'm laughing. I did a 50th birthday party to almost 10 years ago, so I'll be 60 this year. And then I did this joyful weekend for women a couple times after that. And it was the same thing. No agenda. Come hang out. We're going to do a beach walk and a meditation at whatever time, and show up or not, sleep in, come to the pool, we'll be here. It was like, here's where we'll be,
Yes, this is
come or
where we'll
not,
be. And
just do whatever you want.
sometimes I go with my husband, and my husband's name is Nate, y'all, but when we travel, I call him James. I'm
Wait,
like,
what? What? Wait, what? Wait,
when we travel, I call him James.
why?
Go, James, go get my coffee. James, get my bags, please. James,
Wait.
Because
Only when you travel. Only when you travel, you change his name. Oh
and
my
then,
goodness.
or if I'm going to speak at a conference and James is coming with me, I'm like, y'all, this is James. At 5 o'clock, he goes back to being Nate. But because I'm going to need you to do the things that I need to
Hilarious.
get this going.
That is the best.
And
That's so
so
funny.
when we get on the beach, I'm like, James, listen, James, it's me in the water. Just
Yes.
stand there if you need to watch me, because I really don't need you to watch me. I'm good. But just stand back because it's me in the water,
Yes.
James. I don't need, I
Yes.
ain't trying to hold hands. We could do that after me
Yes.
and the water connect.
And that is that I feel that on a thousand levels. Absolutely. Well, Tracy has put her link in the chat, theempowernista.com. And she does incredible work with women and with girls. So doing a bunch of stuff with Dove, which is exciting, and hopefully more this year. So I want to ask something else around energy. And as we're starting, and really we're in the beginning of this new year, how can we reset, reset the energy in our homes or reset the energy with our children, sons or daughters or both? What are some things we can do?
You
As we
know,
talk about here is a safe space,
right,
and I
right.
think as I look back at my own children, I don't think that we created a safe space in our home for them to come and just talk, just be. So how can we do that if we want to reset and create a safe space
Well,
for
see,
them to come to us?
I think it's important that reset means that you don't just do it one time. You do it over and over and over again. And I think we were talking about Tajla, we were talking about R's or something last week, or D's. Which one was it? But it's important that you reset, you
It
restore.
was the R's.
Yes, you
Renew,
renew.
refresh,
Right. But I think it's important that for me, I'm a journaler, but you got to figure out what works for you. It might be that you're audio, but ask yourself some questions. Like I asked a lot of my clients this year, what did last year teach you that you didn't know? Because
That's a great
you want to
question.
be able to reflect and be like, okay, that's something that I need to think about so that I don't do that over and over again. We all hear, if you do the same thing over again, it's insanity. And then like, yes, what and then of course, what was your greatest blessing in 2025? So we want to be able to be thankful for those things. And then one of the big things that I like to focus on now is what boundaries must be a non-negotiable for you this year. Because there are some things that you say, I speak it out loud. You got to. But what is your non-negotiables? Because if you're owning your now, and you have some non-negotiables, some boundaries that you learned last year and you didn't fulfill, then that's when we like got therapy. I need you to get some because I need you to get some boundaries. And then be very intentional about what does emotional wealth look like for you. It's not just about the finances and all of those things, but really the people that are in your space. The people that you needed to let go and grieve the loss, not lost, but the loss, so that you can move forward. There are people that I know are my ride or die. There are people that I know, look, that I know will pick up the phone. Now, if you text me and say, sis, pick up the phone, I'm right here. But because I want to give you all of me. And oftentimes I'm doing a lot of different things. So I'm not going to pick up the phone to tell you I'm going to call you back. Because if you say, do you have a minute? Never do I have a minute. I have minutes. That minute is what we're going to take for ourself because I can control that. But if I pick up the phone for you, I want to be there.
That's wonderful. And so you make choices, and then you choose to say, okay, I'm not answering that right now, but I'll call back when I have
Call you
time.
back.
When I
And
have time.
but that's that piece of look, do you have is your cup full? Like asking a person, is your cup full or empty? When we pick up the phone, my cup is empty right now, girl. Okay, then you let me listen to you. Or your cup is empty too. We gonna just hold space for each other.
And maybe meditate or say a little prayer, do
Or
a
ask you,
devotional, something.
did you eat? Do you need what do you need? Not
That's
me
right.
just giving you. I'm coming over your house right now. I didn't tell you to come to my house.
Exactly. And that happens sometimes too. We're like, no, thank you. I really just want to be here in my pajamas today. And that's okay to have a pajama day,
It is.
because most of us don't ever learn how to do that.
It is.
It's so deep.
It
I
is.
think it's really it's about, as you pulled up the is your cup full? It's learning to give ourselves permission to pause. And as Taj was saying last week, and to reset, giving
Yes,
ourselves
yes.
permission. And I
And
see Corey on here. Corey said one time when she was here, focusing on ourself is not selfish, because that's what we were taught our whole lives, is that when we focus on ourself, it's selfish. And I remember Corey saying, focusing on ourself is not selfish. And
Corey,
that's the key.
it's being self-fool.
Self-full. That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
And the other piece of that is thinking about, because we're intentional about our words, thinking about what desires or what things have we postponed because we felt, oh, this is impractical, or this is selfish, or it's too late to do that. No, because
That's
we
right.
come up with ideas and to be able to share ideas. Like, I love branding. I love coming up with things.
Yes.
Me and my sister, we were like, you know what? We got Harriet's Liberation Society for women, and she got the got to go bags that she puts together. But over here in St. Louis, we got to put those things together. So both of us are Berry. So now we got the Berry Collective. We're gonna put the things together. We're gonna
I
sell the
love it.
things so that we can put the things. Like, you got to constantly rebrand where it's in alignment. I'm not chasing anything. It'll
Yes.
come.
Yes. I'm smiling because I'm in that space. Really, my 2025 was, I called it purging forward. I was purging, I was selling things, I was giving away everything, all the furniture in the house I gave. It's like, just take whatever you want to my ex. And
Away.
it felt so good to just say, I don't want any things.
I
I
don't
want
want those things.
myself to feel good. I don't
Because
need
guess what,
things.
baby? Peace is priceless.
That's it. And it's not a thing. I want to have
Not
a
a
fresh
thing.
start and purging forward. That was hashtag purge forward. And it feels good to purge forward. It's like, ooh,
Yes,
I'm
yes.
creating a new space and a new life that is exactly what I want, and living in the sunshine.
Kelly. That's joy.
That's joy. Finally. And so to be moving into 60, it's like, you know what? Okay. This
And
back
18,
half.
8, and 8 is new beginnings. You said that
Oh,
18, 8 is new
18 is a
beginning.
very special meeting for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, that number. So,
18.
again, I want to see if anybody is open or has a question or something you want to share on your heart. Tracy's so incredible. And I just want to give you an opportunity to come, ask a question, share. If you
Yes.
got a problem, hey Corey, I see you put in here, self first is not selfish. Yes, peace is priceless. Absolutely. And somebody named Joy. You ladies are amazing. Thank you. Tracy's amazing. I'm here just chatting
We
and
are.
happy to be here. And you've given such great, I love the affirmations. There was a brother here a few weeks ago, Taharka, I think is his name, and he talked about affirming our children and how important it was just to drop a note and to pour into them with a simple text, like I thought, and you do it daily. I think that's phenomenal. I
I
love your
do.
advice also about like come up with a theme or a slogan or something.
But I also realize that I may not get a response, and that's fine. He's gonna pick it up at some point,
That's right.
I don't even look for a response. I know that I'm doing my part. This is all I can do. I mean, there may
Yes.
be people who can do a little bit more, or but we have to figure out what you can do and what you
Right.
can't.
And what's right for us?
What's right?
And
What's
I
right
think the
for us?
other piece is about the expectation. What you just said is, I don't expect a response all the time, but that's an expect eliminating expectations in general is
Amen.
important.
Yeah.
Right?
And when you talk about rebranding yourself, there's freedom there in saying, this is what I love to do. One of my cups says, do what you love. Because I'll go to these networking events and people be like, well, what do you do? What if you go to the event and you come in for another company and you're not even doing what you love. You're just here taking up space. And
That's
you're like,
right.
this is what I do for this company.
That's right.
So I don't
That's
even
right.
like the question, what do you do? I want to know, what do you love?
That's right.
Because that
And where
part,
is you? What gives you passion? And what gives you joy and helps give you freedom? I just said yesterday I was doing a vision board exercise, and D was on it. Dr. D was on this call, and the woman asked us to write, 10 things, and we had to eliminate, at one point I wrote, my vision is to continue my reconstruction of myself. It's a reconstruction. And we can all do that every day. Take an opportunity to reconstruct, our relationships, our lives. And what you just said, what gives you joy? What gives me joy is helping people, period.
And my vision board, I constantly add things to it, and I don't do it every year because it's things that I still need to do, but I know
Yes.
that I'm gonna look at it every single day.
That's right.
I'm looking at it every single day. And I start out, I have a big one in my front office that's not a vision board of pictures, it's words. But you got to find out what your love language is. For me, it's words. And I'm not just about words. Love is a verb. And so I need you to tell me, don't just tell me this is what I want to do. I want to see that you're going to do it. And I'm going to hold you accountable because I want you to hold me accountable. And so
Right.
there are people. I see a
I
Jewel.
hand up.
Hands
Yeah,
up.
Jules. Yeah. Hey, good morning, Jules. You can come off of mute.
Good morning.
Good
I'm
morning.
just having so much joy listening this morning. And I'm just like, wow, I'm a very good student because I've been listening for
For years. I think you've been here
a while.
since the beginning.
Yeah, and I'm just watching how like life is making the change. And I have to say that coach on the side said, advice was something I took very seriously. And I have to say it's probably one of the most challenging that
Yes.
has been to be in that position. But the rewards have been so great. I was pleased when Tracy was saying, like, for my son, I send him daily prayers. And that was part of my discipline, just really short ones, but very much clear that it's personalized. And so when I have those moments where I traveled or I missed it, I get silence and then I get, you okay? Right? Because then it becomes like, are you okay? What's happening? And that's when I
Yes.
realized that it was a connection that was greater than words, because most of the time I didn't get words back. It was just, an acknowledgement, or I could see that, he read them, and that was it. But the fact that when I miss for my own humanness, that it became an issue, make me understand, like, okay, this is something that is working. And I talked to him about it, and he was just kind of like, it does help to know that no matter what's going on out here, that you're praying for me. And so that is a dis that that's a discipline that I come to look for. And then yeah, there are times when I send him little things, and of course he'll be like, oh, mommy, you so corny, right? You get that, gosh, you so corny. But it is a reaction, and I think the fact that it is a positive reaction that doesn't have me lecturing, does not have me saying, I told you so, doesn't have me doing anything. It's just that you're on my mind and you're always on my mind, regardless, is important. So I just wanted to uplift that and say that, it's been a lot of growing, and it's been painful because a lot of the growth has had to be so much of my own readjustment that I'm not necessarily happy with all the things that I uncovered and I had to work through. But I can say that these changes have had a positive outcome in all of my relationships because I didn't connect the fact that if I could do this with my child, my
Yes.
children, that, oh, I ain't even that invested in all of this. I mean, like, I'm the most invested in, it made me
Yes.
shift. I'm like, oh, girl, this is not that serious. It just really changes the perspective of what is serious, what is triggering, what is going to get a movement out of me. Because, I'm at that point where, you know what? If I am working on this health, my own health, which, if I'm honest, takes a lot more time than I thought it was going to take to commit to, and it enables me to be a healthier parent for my children. It's pretty hard for you to say there's a fire in any other part of the world. I just
Yes,
can't. That just keeps me
agreed.
occupied enough.
Right, 100%.
So thank you so much.
Man, thank you, Jewel. You know what, Kelly, the thing that she spoke to that spoke to me the most is she talked about discipline. Like the discipline to do that every day, because our kids need discipline. That we discipline them by getting them used to hearing that I'm gonna send you a prayer every day.
And that's modeling. That's a
Yes.
wonderful behavior to model. Like, I'm gonna do this and you're gonna, and he ex has grown to love it and expect it, even if he says, oh, that's corny, but I'm sure he's looking for it every morning. And
And
that's a beautiful
what?
thing.
If you think about like the little things that used to irritate me about my mom, now I do. Like she would every time you come
You
in her
become a
house,
parent.
she's like, look, here, take this. This is just a little token. Now I'm always looking for stuff to give. Back then I was like,
You
oh my
do.
God, here we go, here we go. Little things. She liked all the jewelry and the little things. I was like, I'm not into that. Just put on a little lipstick. I was like, I don't want to do that. Now I'm like, I'm gonna put on a little lipstick, mama. I'm gonna do. So it's those things that when you see your parents do things consistently, that it becomes a pattern, and
And
now they
then you
expect it.
internalize it, and you start, and then you'll gift that to your own children perhaps one day. I just want to say I love that too, and I was smiling because Jules has been here since for 6 years, and we've been on very similar journeys. So that warmed my heart to hear all of that, and it's given me such great an opportunity to create that, with my own sons, because I'm gonna do that starting today. Like, I do it every now and then, but not always. Before we close, I want to make sure that we give you an opportunity to do a joy cipher, because you did it before and the time before that. And I don't know how you get, I think you asked, yes, please.
Yes, everybody. So my commitment, my intentionality this year was gonna post an affirmation every day on my, YouTube, on my Facebook, Instagram. So I'm trying to do one every day. So I want everybody to think about one word or thing that you will do every day. So everybody drop one word, one affirmation word in the chat. Just one word. Mine is alignment, and I'm gonna start with alignment. And what is yours, Kelly? Everybody else put it that one word in the chat, and then I take all those words and create the joy cipher.
Mine is self-love.
Self-love. All right. Self-love. So alignment is going to be first, and self-love is going to be the last. And then I'll look here for all the words.
This is the most amazing thing I have ever witnessed for people who did
The
not hear Tracy do this the last time she was here. She is like a, it's a cipher. She's like a rapper, rap star. But she takes these words and puts them together in the most beautiful way of poetry. And so we're going to close out this morning after she captures all these words. I love the just be, reflect, peace. Breathe, hopeful, reset, determined possibilities. Yes, expansion, self-love, commit, prayer, persistence, renewal, reconnect, boundaries, discernment. All of those are phenomenal words. And
I
I
love
think
them.
it's all of them make me smile. So we're going to close this morning. Dr. Vicky normally closes us out with a prayer, but she is in flight, and this is going to bless all of us. I know that. So I'm going to turn it over to Tracy to close us out with her sunrise and joy cipher this morning.
So again, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be in this space.
Thank you.
every morning, every Sunday, I wake up to make sure I'm a part of it because it matters. So it's important that you choose to find what you are in align with. Alignment also realizes the value of discernment, because when you have discernment, you find the boundaries that you need to reconnect with yourself. And when you reconnect with yourself, you have this sense of renewal. But you have to be persistent in it, and you have to pray every day and make sure that you are committed to what that looks like, to find the self-love within, to be able to embrace the expansion and understand that the possibilities are endless when you are determined to reset, start over, and be hopeful in knowing that any day and time you can just breathe and find the peace within to reflect and just be all that you need to be. But continue to move, because movement is also being still. And in that stillness, you will find the prosperity that you need to simplify life and understand that you have realized what self-love looks like. And that's what it looks like here on the Sunrise Project. Sis, you got this.
Amen, amen, amen. That was
Amen.
beautiful. Amen. So incredible. So you need to have a show one day where you do ciphers. I don't know how or when, but thank you for that. That just blessed me, and I'm sure blessed all of us. I don't know how you do it, but it's beautiful, and I'm grateful for you, Tracy.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for this space right here.
Me too. So thank you for being here this morning, everyone. Thank you, Tracy, for blessing us with your time and that incredible cipher closing. And we'll be back next Sunday at 9 a.m. We're updating our website, and we are making sure that the replays are on there and also out on YouTube. So those will be there this week, as people have been asking, where are the replays? Where are the replays? They're coming. But thank you again. That was incredible. Have
Thank
a great
you.
day.
See you this year.
Absolutely. Bye.